Thanks.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm a PhD student from Department of Computer Science, RPI. I'm going to talk about spatially augmented reality for architecture daylighting design. So natural illumination poses a number of challenges to the designer. Without interactive design tool, it is very difficult to create uniform illumination and reduce the need for supplemental electric lighting. So our research goal is to develop algorithms and tools for architecture designer to allow them to perform online simulation to evaluate the daily season climatic variation of natural illumination within their design. Unlike existing software simulation, they will be able to explore chance to design that will improve the use of daylighting and reduce the energy consumption. However, daylighting is not always the prime concern in architectural design. These images show a recently renovated conference room with a few large narrow window. So in a sunny day, with the lights turned off, the illumination on the table is uneven. Some parts are a little too dim for comfort reading, and other parts are a little too bright. So adjusting the blinds only partially addresses this problem. The typical solution is to close the blinds completely and turn the lights on. Architecture daylighting design make use of the windows and reflective surfaces to allow natural lights from the sun and the sky to provide effective and interesting internal illumination. Those images are generated by our rendering software within a curved room in different times and days. A heliodam is a traditional daylighting analysis device. A small-scale physical model is affixed to a platform and rotated relatively to a fixed light source that represents the sun. By studying the distribution of light within the model, the designer will be able to get instant and intuitive feedback on direct sun penetration and the corresponding indirect illumination. A lot of work has been done in the both area of daylighting design and augmented reality. For daylighting design, there are several tools currently available, which Radiance is one of the most famous among them. Unfortunately, most of the architects do not use this tool very often because model preparation is non-trivial and appropriate renderings usually takes from minutes to hours. In another area, virtual reality environments have been dominated by head-mounted displays and cave-style environments. Recent research in spatially augmented reality addresses some of the physically immersive criteria that draw our interest. We have created a physical daylighting design environment that allows multiple users, for example, an architect and a client, a teacher and students, to design, evaluate, and redesign. So here is our prototype system. The user gather around an office table and sketch the design with a set of foam core walls. A camera above the table detects the position and orientation of each wall, so the system will build a digital version of current design configuration. Our online daylighting simulation software computes the lighting solution for current design configuration. Four projectors that have been carefully calibrated to the camera are used to project the lighting solution back to the walls. So here is a short video showing the system in action. Due to the time limit, this video is edited to speed up. The system can be used to show a synthetic time-lapse video of the natural illumination. This visualization shows March 21st under clear sky from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are looking south, and the sun is sweeping across the rooms from the two windows. For the rest of the presentation, I would like to talk about the algorithms and implementation details of our system in five key pieces, which include our rendering algorithm, the model construction method, camera and projector calibration, our primitive detection method, and some issues about multi-projector display. So first, I would like to talk about our rendering algorithm. Radiosity is a widely used global illumination algorithm that deals with environments with diffuse surfaces for interactive rendering, just using radiosity with a low resolution mesh might cause inaccurate shadows. But shadow is a very important visual cue in the scene. It will make the scene look more realistic and give the user more intuition about the scene geometry and lighting. We have developed a hybrid interactive global illumination rendering method. We use radiosity to compute the indirect illumination. Traditional, it is the most expensive part of accurate daylighting simulation. This is the light that bounces off one or more surfaces before reaching our eyes. We use shadow volumes to accurately capture the sharp edges of the direct illumination from the sun. Combined together, we have a quantitatively and qualitatively accurate simulation of natural illumination. Now I want to talk about our model construction method. We have a set of simple planar walls of three different heights. We specify that the red walls contain a single window in the middle of their surface. The yellow walls are interior partitions similar to cubicle walls. The color strips at the top of the walls indicate their heights and allow them to be tracked by the camera. A blue arrow on the table indicates the north direction. Our software will automatically construct a closed model for our lighting simulation. So for the camera and projector calibration, we use Zhang's algorithm to do the calibration for the on-top camera. We create a calibration target consisting of black and white corner marks on a white background. About 40 images of the calibration target in various poses are taken to fill the 3D volumes of the model space. The four projectors are also calibrated with a traditional camera model using size method. We generate the correspondences between projector image pixels and 3D points by projecting the target pattern onto a set of 8 horizontal planes that approximately spans the active volume. The right images visualize the active model volume. Rays from the camera are drawn in the white color, and other color rays are from the four projectors. We use the data collected from the volume to minimize the calibration error. The small sphere at the bottom of these images are calibration points. So next, I want to talk about our primitive detection method. Colors are specified for detection. We use Ransak algorithm to robustly fit lines to generate edges. Using the calibrated camera projection matrix, these 2D points are back projected to rays in 3D world coordinates, and the known heights of the wall inferred from its color allow calculation of the 3D positions of the top wall corners. These images show an extended version of our current of our system that allows the user to precisely position the window using by using additional primitives. The detected geometry is further remeshed to watertight mesh for radiosity simulation. Therefore, surfaces are specifically labeled into three categories to identify whether there are projection surfaces or the gaps between or the gaps and unused portion of the walls. The filling geometry is used to perform radiosity simulation, and the extra geometry is needed to let the projector know the occlusion in the physical environment. There is more detail about this in our paper. For multi-projector display, there are two important issues to enhance the display result, that is radiance adjustment and intensity blending. Consider the projector as a point source. The radiance will change as the distance and angle vary, so we use radiance adjustment to compensate for this. Intensity blending smooths transitions between projectors. In practice, each vertex in the mesh is assigned with the best projector for display by considering occlusion and how perpendicular the projector is to the vertex. Our system runs sufficiently fast for interactive daylighting visualization. For a mesh with 1,500 triangles, it takes about 0.6 seconds to relight for changing time and day or change the north orientation. When starting from scratch with a new geometry, it takes about 6 to 7 seconds to generate the projection images. Most of the time is used for computing form factor matrix. So here is a short video showing how the system can be used for interactive design and evaluation of the natural illumination. First, the user makes a small change to the orientation of building on the site by adjusting the north arrow. Next, the user swaps two walls to change the position of the window. The user continues with small change to the exterior geometry. Throughout this sequence, the time is set to March 21st at 1 p.m. The user can change the date or play a time-lapse animation at any time. Finally, the user adds an interior partition to visualize how that interacts with the interior illumination. In conclusion, our virtual heliodome has several advantages over the traditional heliodome. First, the ceiling has been removed to allow easy viewing. Users do not need to awkwardly peer into the window to see the illumination within the small-scale model. The second, editing the geometry or material is much easier. In the traditional heliodome, you need all the materials to construct the small-scale model. Third, initial construction is easier and fast, supporting for creative design. The prototype system now satisfies the basic need for daylighting simulation very well. We still would like to do more work to further improve it. We would like to run formal user study to get more feedbacks from architects. In addition, we will improve the image processing part to make it more robust. For example, we would like to ignore the user's hands when they are doing the sketching. More primitive types will be supported, such as table surfaces, curved walls, and slope ceilings. Since we cannot mimic the sun brightness, we would also like to consider the limited dynamic range of projectors. I will discuss the last two items in more detail. So we will also combine our early work in advanced lighting, light redirecting materials. One example is shown in this slide. With plain glass in all the six panels of this window, the back corner of the room is dark. If a prismatic panel is added to the top three panels, light is refracted into two beams. One can reach far into the back side of the room, which will make the illumination in the room more even. Many other new materials have been developed in recent years, but have not found widespread use because their reflection and refraction patterns are unintuitive, and no commercial tools are currently available to perform these simulations. So we will incorporate these materials into our system. To correct for unintentional scattering of projected illumination between physical walls, we will perform inverse global illumination and intensity compensation to determine the color that should be projected onto each wall so that the resulting intensity matches the software simulation. We would like to thank our collaborator for providing support in architecture design and API Computer Vision Research Lab for their help with building this frame. And we would also like to thank IBM and NSF for their generous support for this research. Thank you very much for your attention.
Plenty of time for questions. Were you guys here earlier when I was talking about questions?
That was neat work. Do you think you lose anything by not having the ceiling?
Yes. So the ceiling is removed to allow the user to directly view the illumination in the physical environment. But in the simulation, we do add a ceiling on the top.
So what is the practical application of your research? What you have completed, you can say that how should we use sunlight more and reduce the cost of electricity, something like that?
Yeah, that's our research goal. We want to, since currently the rendering software is not fully used in the architecture design process, because the rendering usually takes from several minutes or even hours to generate an accurate rendering. And if the architects wants to change the position of the wall or change some of the orientation, it takes forever to render. So currently the architecture design usually just ignore those lighting design process and assume that user will turn the blinds off and turn the lights on. That didn't take the natural illumination into much consideration. So we would like to provide tools for them to use for people to make use of more of the daylighting. And we can, in the slides, it shows that lighting accounts for 22% of the US electricity consumption. So we would like to do work to help to reduce the amount of the electric consumption.
Yeah, good work. How would you extend this to multiple floors, or because the lighting angles and everything changes, particularly if you're planning to do for commercial buildings where lighting is extremely important for workers working inside the buildings?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, our current model just support like one level. Since the projection will be a problem if we allow multiple floors, we could consider that taking like some of the walls out by adding like one top, by adding floors to the building, we could put a projector that is parallel to a little bit of angle to the other walls and get rid of one wall that allow projection. That could be a possible way for solving this problem. But we will look into this. Thank you for your suggestion.
So I have one question. So you're dealing mainly with natural light.
Yep.
So what if you want to combine natural light and maybe some overhead lighting that's in the room?
I think this is also supported. We can just add, like, for our rendering algorithm, we currently supply multiple lighting sources, so we can add overhead lighting source into consideration. That's definitely possible.
Okay, let's thank the speaker again.